Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And today, it's a little bit different. Colin, we're going to be hanging in the studio together here and talking about heaven. And we began earlier this week taking a look at one of the followers of Jesus who we all probably at one point in time would have thought was going to be in heaven, and he missed it. Heaven so near, so far, the story of Judas Iscariot. Today, we begin to turn the corner and take a look at someone who we maybe would have thought would not have made it to heaven, the thief on the cross, but ended up in heaven. He's there right now. And as we get into next week's broadcast, we're really going to focus in on that story. But this story of the thief on the cross came to your attention in a powerful and compelling way a number of years ago. Do you remember kind of what brought this story about?
Oh, boy. Well, this story, to my mind, Steve, has long been the best and clearest story for presenting the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I find a lot of people have the idea that if you were to get to heaven, you would get there by living a good enough life. Mm-hmm. And very clearly, the story of the thief on the cross just blows that out of the water. I mean, here's someone who's obviously not lived a good life. He's at the end of his life. He's on the cross. He's not in a position to turn over a new leaf. He can't start to live a better life. And yet, Jesus says to him that he's going to be in paradise on that very day. Now, that is remarkable because it opens up to a person's mind the question, well, then how did he get into heaven? How does any person get into heaven? And since in his case, it clearly was not on the basis of living a good enough life, that raises the question, well, on what basis does a person get into heaven? And that gets you to the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I have loved this story for years. I've used it many, many times to try and explain the gospel to a person who hasn't yet got it. And that's why I'm thrilled that we're able to share this story on the program.
You know, I remember when the idea of taking what originally was a sermon and bringing a story out of that kind of came to light. It was a sermon actually called Breakfast with the Devil, Supper with the Savior. And I remember when you preached that sermon, it was so just compelling. It was just one of these aha moments for me and for a number of other people in the congregation where you pastor. People are saying, yes, that is such a clear picture of exactly what you're talking about right there. But how did it go from sermon to book, to other things that we're going to continue to unpack throughout the program today?
I remember that sermon so well. It was certainly my sermon. The title is from C.H. Spurgeon. He is the one who came up with the phrase, breakfast with the devil, supper with the Savior. You know, that's a brilliant description of a transformation of a person's life in a single day.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine at the beginning of the day for the thief on the cross and just the agony that lay ahead of him, and the end of really a wasted life. And yet by the end of the day, he's in the presence of Christ in heaven itself. I mean, it is the most extraordinary story.
Yeah.
And I preached a sermon on that marvelous story, and God seemed to use it in the lives of a number of people. We saw some people come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So when God uses a thing, you ask the question, well, could it be useful to a broader group of people? And that led to the idea of maybe we could tell this story in the first person. What would it look like through the eyes of the thief? And that's why the title is Heaven, How I Got Here. It's the story of the thief on the cross told in the first person. And so a sermon became a book, and the project has kind of rolled on from there.
Well, the sermon became a book, and eventually that book became an audio book. It became a stage play and a number of different things. Do you remember when that idea was first floated? Hey, Colin, we got an idea. What if we take this book that you wrote and do more with that?
Yes, our team came up with the idea of this could be a one-person play. Since it is a story told in the first person, it was natural to think about it in that kind of format. And that led us to say, I wonder if Stephen Baldwin would be interested in playing this part. And he was. And he came to the church that I pastor here in the Chicago area and gave multiple performances of the story of the thief on the cross as a one-person play. He played all kinds of different characters in the story. It was remarkable to see the way that he did it. And the place was packed. He did it. He came back a second year to do it around Easter time again. And many lives were impacted. And on the second occasion that he came and did this, a film crew captured this. And I'm so glad that they did. And that gives us the opportunity of sharing the story in another way.
Well, we are going to be sharing that story on the Open the Bible website all next week. And so I want to encourage you to go check that out. Write this website address down. And make sure, starting on Palm Sunday, you go there and check it out. OpenTheBible.org/heaven. We got a ton of resources there, including the ability to watch this film for free during Easter week. So I hope you'll do that. OpenTheBible.org/heaven. Well, Colin, one of the other guys who is really involved in bringing all of this to life, the film, the play, the audiobook, and more, is our executive director, John Aiello. And John, welcome to the microphone. It's good to have you in the studio with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve. It's great to be here.
Well, this is a story that certainly near and dear to you, and we're going to hear more of your story coming up in just a little bit. But do you remember when that name was floated, Stephen Baldwin? Let's bring him in on this project.
I do. You know, one of the great joys of running a team like Open the Bible's team is that there's so many wonderful people with great perspectives. We did a brainstorm when the idea of doing an audiobook and a radio drama and ultimately one-man play came up of just the names of actors who had a Christian testimony and really knew Jesus. And there were some wonderful names up there. I don't know if it was the Holy Spirit or somebody just chose the right color marker, but Stephen Baldwin's name just kept appearing on the whiteboard as the right person. And one of the team members had a video of Stephen's testimony. And we got to hear his story of Christ in his life. And what a story of conversion, and just a powerful one. You just had the feeling that this gentleman could capture the ethos of the thief on the cross, somebody that really did have a story, not unlike the thief. And so, praise the Lord, we were able to find a connection to Stephen, sort of the LinkedIn, this guy knows that guy connection. And not only did he respond favorably, but in getting to know him afterward, he said the second he heard the thief,
yeah,
he knew this was for him. And so I do think there was a providential piece of all that. Stephen, the role itself was meaningful to him, and the Lord just put that on our hearts. And thankfully, he said yes.
Yeah, and one of the things that I so appreciated in this process of getting to watch Stephen play this part was you got to see the fact that, you know, he was up there in front of a live audience, and he captured that room. I mean, it was compelling, and people were engaged with what he was performing on the stage that night.
You literally could see in his face and in his eyes the words he was saying that Pastor Colin had written. He was delivering them from his soul, and it was truly remarkable to be up close and see that. And I think you even hear a bit of that in the radio drama as well. But yeah, to know that this role struck a chord with him, and I've gotten to know him and his team over the years. They still continue to believe it is his best performance to date. And we're just grateful for that.
Yeah. Well, we want you to have the opportunity to see that. And so it is available for free at the Open the Bible website starting this coming Sunday, Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday, openthebible.org/heaven. And you're going to find this film and many other resources that will be helpful. And I think, John, one of the other things that we hope is that people will use these heaven resources in a very evangelistic way.
Yeah, you know, sharing the gospel with people isn't easy. I think we all probably in our own moments of prayer have people on our heart, people in our lives, our neighbors, family members. And what's been great about this project, all the way from the book to the radio drama to this film, is that it's a really fresh and innovative and honestly easy way to invite somebody to hear about Jesus. And as Pastor Collins described here, it's unmistakably clear that we don't earn our way into heaven. It is ultimately one of the harder things to deliver in our own words, but praise the Lord, in his scriptures, the Lord's given us this thief. And so sharing the story, pointing to the story, can be so powerful. And let the Lord use you. I encourage everybody out there to think about someone in their life right now who needs to hear this.
Well, you did that. And when we come back in just a little bit, we're going to continue to share some stories of the story of the thief on the cross, how God used that story, the thief, coming to Jesus, turning to him, asking and believing to really transform where the thief would spend his eternity. It happened the very last moments of his life, but that doesn't have to be the case for you or the people that you love. And so we want to encourage you to use the free heaven resources at openthebible.org/heaven. More of those stories on the way after this here on Open the Bible. Well, if you joined us a little bit late, it is a unique broadcast today here on Open the Bible as we're talking about the importance of knowing Jesus and how we can know for sure that our eternity is secure with Him based on the story of the thief on the cross. Pastor Colin has written a book by that title, Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross, that's been turned into a stage play as well as a movie. And you're going to find more information about that when you visit our website, openthebible.org. We also turn that book into an audiobook, and we're going to share that with you next week on the broadcast. Here's just a little sample of what you can look forward to and a little teaser of the movie that's going to be posted online. Again, our website is openthebible.org.
I can't begin to tell you what it's like up here. I've heard it said that there's only a small distance between agony and ecstasy. But I can tell you from my experience that there's an unfathomable gulf. I endured the agony of crucifixion, but the ordeal passed, and now I'm savoring the perfect joys of heaven. How I got here is still amazing to me, but I'm telling my story so that you can share the joys I have found. Looking back on what happened that day, I now see so much more than I was able to grasp at the time. And the more I discover, the more staggering and wonderful the whole story becomes.
That is actor Stephen Baldwin performing the part of the thief in the story Heaven, How I Got Here, the story of the thief on the cross. We're going to bring you that dramatic audio story next week on the broadcast. But you can also see the movie that was turned into when you visit our website. That is openthebible.org/heaven. Again, that's openthebible.org/heaven. Well, if you missed the beginning of the program, yes, this is Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. Just a little bit of a different program, a different feel today, Colin, as we're talking about heaven. We've been talking all this week about one character that we meet in the Bible who followed Jesus for years and he missed it. You know, we've been listening to the story of Judas Iscariot, and we're turning the corner to look at the story of the thief on the cross, someone who lived far from God, ended up in heaven. Why do you think this is such a compelling story to tell and for us to hear?
Well, it's so much better than the story of Judas for a start, isn't it? I mean, these are logically opposite stories. There is every reason to think that Judas would be in heaven. I mean, he'd been one of the disciples, he preached the gospel, and yet his story has a very tragic end. And now we're coming to the story of someone who lived a very tragic life. Not a wonderful life at all. The very opposite. The thief on the cross was, I expect, not only a thief, but a violent criminal. The sentence that he received would indicate the severity of the crime that he had committed. And yet, according to the word of Jesus, he has the most marvelous end. He ends up on the very day that he died in paradise with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's an amazing story. And it moves in the opposite direction to the story we've been thinking about all this week. So it's a marvelous story of hope.
Well, it's a story of hope that actually came out of a sermon called Breakfast with the Devil, Supper with the Savior, that you preached a number of years ago, Colin. And our executive director, John Aiello, was in the congregation that day that the sermon was preached. Do you remember hearing that?
I remember it well. Not only was the title of the sermon something that I remember well, but the sermon was one of those that many of you have experienced, just hit me in the heart, hit me in the soul, and stuck with me. Just understanding this thief and his acknowledgement of his sin in the very last moments of his life. I remember preaching the gospel to myself through that message many, many hours after we left church that day.
Yeah, and you preached that gospel message to yourself, but it went far beyond that. It impacted you in such a way that you then took that story and that message of the story of the thief and the message and the truth of that and shared that with others.
Yeah, I mean, it did, Steve. Most people listening, I imagine, would have somebody in their life that they've been praying about that needs to know about Jesus. And for me at that time in my life, the person most prominent in my heart was my dad, John Sr., who had been diagnosed a couple of years prior to Colin preaching that sermon with cancer and was dying. And like many people do when faced with their mortality, was starting to review the events of his life and wonderfully starting to feel remorse and some conviction. But my dad believed in God. knew of Jesus, but I don't think my dad really understood grace because he was feeling a lot of shame and wondering and asking questions like, did I do good enough? Will I get there? What will God think of these things that I've done? And walking out of church that Sunday, my dad wasn't able to join us that Sunday. He couldn't get out, but I just felt the urge to call my dad and tell him about this thief. And once we got past my dad thinking I was referring to him as a thief, I was able to take that step that is so hard sometimes, which is to say, Dad, let's look at what happened to this guy. And he clearly didn't live a good life, as Colin was saying. And yet, Dad, let's read how clear it is. Today you will be with me in paradise. And to be able to talk to my father, who had seen me, of course, in all stages of life, about something so profound, the Holy Spirit gave me some words on the phone that day. I unabashedly, unashamedly asked him to please consider accepting Jesus Christ as his Savior. It was a little scary as a son to do that with your dad because you just don't know how he's going to react.
Yeah.
And after hanging up the phone, as many of you have experienced, I didn't know what happened exactly.
Yeah.
I shared the gospel and then just prayed. You know, Hopefully, Lord, I didn't say anything too silly, and hopefully he got it, and hopefully you'll put it on his heart. And so that's where sort of the story of this project actually takes some interesting additional paths.
Yeah, and Colin, I want you to pick up the story from there, because as John said, he did his part. He shared, and you kind of at that point have to say, all right, Lord, would you use my boldness to overcome that fear, to be able to share this with my dad, and would you use that in some way? And what happened next?
Well, John didn't know at that point what had happened as a result of him sharing the story.
Right.
But the following week, I went to visit his dad in his home. And sitting in his living room, he started to tell me the story of the thief on the cross. I think, you know, I'm used to telling the story to other people. I'm not so used to other people telling the story to me. But it occurred to me as I listened to him that he was speaking as a believer would speak. And the story had clearly gripped him. So I said to him, John, because he's John Sr., I said, are you telling me that you have believed in Jesus like the thief on the cross believed in Jesus? And he said, yes, I have. And I said, well, now, John, when did that happen? And he said to me, well, last week, when my son told me the story of the thief on the cross. So I was able to speak further with John's dad and to pray with him. And then, of course, as soon as I got out the house, I got on the phone. And I called my dear friend John, and I said to you, remember that call, John? I said, John, do you realize you led your father to the Lord a week ago? And you never know when you plant the seed of the gospel what God will do with it.
One of the best calls I've ever received.
I was going to say, I'm sure that you remember that phone call pretty well.
Oh, I do, yeah. We were shaking, trembling, and just full of joy.
Yeah. Well, that right there, I think, you know, if there wasn't already a fire in you, John, I think that really lit a fire to make sure that even more people get to hear the simple truth of the gospel message as told to us through the story of the thief on the cross right there. And I know that that story didn't just stop with your dad. Obviously, your dad coming to faith in Christ through the story of the thief on the cross is reason enough for us to be celebrating, but it's had almost multiple and ripple effects in your family. You've shared this with others.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Others in my family. Again, it's such an encouragement to know that there are stories in scripture that even those of us who don't share the gospel for a living can put on our heart and communicate. And so, yeah, in my own family, this story of the thief has been powerful, and my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, several extended family members coming to an honest faith. And I'm grateful that they believed in God. It was easier, to be honest, to know that they were speaking about something, that there was some fertile ground there. But so many people walk with a belief in God, but a lack of understanding of who handled their sin.
Yeah.
And it's the finished work on the cross that is candidly so freeing, but so hard to understand sometimes for people. And I'm just grateful to the Lord for this chapter, Luke 23. I'm grateful to Colin for his gifting to help us all bring it to people. And grateful to the Holy Spirit for putting words and visuals and films and things like that in our toolbox to bring out there. And we can do it. Even if we're not trained professionals, we can share the gospel.
Well, we want to help you share the gospel with people in your life who don't know Jesus. And maybe you find yourself listening today and you don't know Jesus. Man, go check out our website. It is openthebible.org/heaven. And there's a ton of resources there, including the film Heaven, How I Got Here by Stephen Baldwin. And you can watch that for free from Palm Sunday all the way through Easter Sunday. There's the audiobook and a lot more there. But Colin, I want to pick up on something that John said just a moment ago. There may be a lot of people out there who, in a sense, have a knowledge or an understanding that God exists. So they believe in a deity. They maybe even believe that there is a God in heaven, but they don't know that God in the way that we've been talking about here, kind of this personal and intimate relationship with God. You know, we maybe have somebody listening right now who's saying, yeah, I believe that there is a God, but you guys are talking like coming to him, knowing him, believing in Jesus, and that being very real. I would love for you to talk a little bit about how that person can know, how we can know for sure that we know God, and we can know for sure that our eternity will be in paradise in heaven with God like the thief.
Well, this is precisely why Jesus came into the world. I mean, naturally, we don't know God. Naturally, we're alienated from him. We think we have some ideas about him, but we don't really know him. And Jesus is God in the flesh. He came into the world in order to make God the Father known to us. We come to know God through him. He says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. But here's the good news. You can come to know God personally, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You come to know Jesus, then you come to know God. And you come to know Jesus through the Gospels that tell us about him. His word is given to us. But the wonderful thing about the story of the thief on the cross is that at the last moment of his life, he did some very, very simple things. He found himself next to Jesus, and he turned to Jesus in repentance. He asked Jesus to save him, and he trusted the promise that Jesus gave to him. Today you will be with me in paradise. Now, you know, that's something that any person can do. Mm-hmm. You can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ and quit trying to pretend that you've lived this good enough life and tell him honestly, you know, I'm a long way from the life that God calls me to lead, and I need your forgiveness. You can come to Jesus because he came into the world for that very reason, so that that forgiveness should be yours. You can ask him to save you, just as the thief did. You can ask him to give you new life and to make you a new person. And then you can trust his promise, because he promises that he will. And so what this thief did is really a marvelous model for what any person at any time can do. There's new life to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's peace with God. There is hope and there is joy. And it can all be yours through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, at Open the Bible, we want to help you take that next step in your walk with Jesus. Maybe you've been listening today, and as Pastor Colin has been talking about what the thief did and inviting you to do the same, maybe that is your next step. Man, I want to encourage you to pray just like the thief did. Jesus, remember me, and confess, turn, you know, ask him to forgive those sins, turn to him and believe that he has accomplished on the cross what he said he did. Maybe for you, that next step is like John. It's sharing this message with a friend, with a family member, a coworker, someone near and dear to your heart who does not know Jesus, but you think they'd be open to hearing the story of the thief on the cross, and they might be open to listening or watching this film. I want to encourage you to share that with them. Use the resources that we've made available at the website. It is openthebible.org/heaven. And again, this one-man film that we've been talking about with Stephen Baldwin, you can watch for free beginning on Palm Sunday all the way through Easter Sunday. So go ahead and check that out. Invite somebody to watch that with you. That's at openthebible.org/heaven. For Pastor Colin Smith and our Executive Director, John Aiello, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a production of Open the Bible Ministries. What was it like for the thief on the cross to be crucified next to Jesus? Hear this first-person story next time on Open the Bible.